This question requires an analysis of directors' duties and the remedies available in the event of a breach of duty in respect of the two aspects of the no-conflict rule. There is also a need to consider whether action can be taken against any third party who may have participated in a director's breach of duty. The work to this extent is excellent. It strikes the right balance between showing an understanding of the law relating to breach of duty, remedies and third-party liability, and an application of the relevant principles to the facts of the question. The work is accurately written, and all the propositions are supported by reference to legislation and/or authority in cases, summarized in a succinct and clear manner.